Do you ever call out anything else?
Call out Iowa.
You'd be apt to use either one?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a flat tire, take it to the gas station, and they'll put a patch on your inner
tube.
The kind of boat that you'd go on the river and fish wouldn't be a canoe, probably. You'd probably go out in a... flat-bottom boat. Use the oars.
Rowboat.
And, say you want to get the boat into off of the land and into the water. You say, well, let's, would you please help me the boat? You have a term there. We're doing, using the same word now in a different sense, with rockets down at Cape Canaveral. They say, they're going to, a rocket, they're going to, in fact, they usually explode. I'd say tomorrow they're going to, a rocket, they're going to launch.
Launch the boat.
And somebody says, when are you going to go? And you say, well, I am today. When are you going to go? And you say, I am, or I.
I'm going today.
Okay. And somebody asks, When are you going, both of you? And you say, we're
going today.
Let's say I hand you some pencils, and then I ask you for them. I say, please give me the pencil. And you say, okay, here
they are.
Or using the word pencils, here, your pencils.
Here's your pencils.
Sometimes we're after stress patterns, intonation, contours, and things like this. You pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, and the mother gets worried. You say, oh, don't worry. I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to hurt him. What do you put in the middle? I, blank, blank, going to hurt him.
I won't hurt him.
Okay. And somebody said, after you did something, somebody said, we did that already. Or somebody said, no, take it back. Somebody says, well, you don't have to do that. And you say, oh, that's all right. We're going to do it anyway. We going to do it anyway. We in the past, we going to do it anyway. You didn't have to do that. Oh, that's all right. We were. It's a little tough. I know I'm setting up pretty abstract situations here. Let's see, we make it a little bit different here. Well, let's let it go and we'll come back to it. Somebody says, you're the one who did it. And you say, no, it.
I didn't do it.
Or starting it with it. You're the one who did it. And you say, no, it. Meaning the same thing as I didn't do it. But it was. Me.
It wasn't me.
Okay. Thing that the housewife wears in the kitchen to keep the grease off of her clothes.
Apron.
A man's three-piece suit has what three pieces?
Vest. Pants. Coat.
And somebody says, when are you going to bring my coat? And you say, well, I have already. I have it. When are you going to bring it? Already I have.
Brought it.
And yesterday I tried on the coat and it fit me perfectly.
Fit me perfectly.
And you might say about him then that he's coat
fit perfectly.
Okay. And if I had a suit on and I had a hole in the knee and a hole in the elbow, you might say, you better go down to the tailor and buy a
new suit.
And the boy carries so much stuff in his pockets, the pockets simply
bulge out.